With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The Cayman Islands is paying tribute to former Chief Secretary James Ryan, who passed away on Tuesday. Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks.
Mr. Ryan's passing is a heartfelt loss, not only for the civil service, but for the Cayman Islands as a whole. He was a distinguished son of Cayman Brac, who rose to the highest levels of public service, and in doing so, showed with dedication, integrity, and commitment to these islands truly looks like.
Mr. Ryan devoted nearly four decades to public service, rising to Chief Secretary in 1994, a role he held for 10 years. He guided the civil service through a period of significant reform, helping to build the foundation of today's government systems. He continued to serve the community after retirement, including through the Council for the Order of the Cayman Islands. Flags on government buildings are being lowered at half-mast today, with further observances expected ahead of the official funeral. A magistrate declines to give a Goodyear indication in the case of an oil tanker accused of damaging coral reefs off Cayman Brac. Here's Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks.
The tanker operated by Pantheon Tanker Management is charged after striking coral around 70 yards from the docking station while delivering diesel to the sister islands in 2025. In February, the defense and the Crown requested what's called a Goodyear direction, a procedure in English criminal law where a defendant asked the court for the maximum sentence they would face if they pled guilty. However, Chief Magistrate the Honorable Angeline Hernandez told the parties she was not prepared to issue a direction, citing limited information before the court. She noted that although the Crown and defense appeared to have agreed a figure for the damage, no expert evidence has yet been presented to confirm the extent of the coral impact or to support the terms of the proposed plea agreement. The Crown assures the court that the relevant expert reports do exist and have been reviewed by all parties, and is set to be presented to the courts ahead of the next sitting. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
The matter is expected to return in June for further submissions. A man heads to court to answer to charges related to the robbery of the Ali Kebab Food Hut on Lawrence Boulevard earlier this year. Here's Radio Cayman's Josh Cottrell.
A Jamaican national, Shamar Bachoon, has been charged with robbery, possession, and an imitation firearm and drug offenses. He has not yet entered pleas and is currently held at HMP Northward. The robbery and the other charges were automatically transferred to the Grand Court on Tuesday, with Mr. Bachoon expected to appear soon. The Crown has further indicated that immigration charges are likely, as Mr. Bachoon appears to be overstaying in the jurisdiction. He remains in custody pending a bail application. I am Radio Cayman's Josh Cottrell.
And a home invasion on Denham Thompson Way. Two masked men reportedly robbed a home on May 19th, striking a victim in the head before stealing cash and personal items. Police say no shots were fired, but the victim was hospitalized. Police are hoping that you have any information that can help them, and you can make an anonymous tip via Crime Stoppers. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. Russia and China have failed to reach agreement on a multi-billion dollar gas pipeline. The Kremlin said President Putin had achieved a basic understanding over the project in his talks with Xi Jinping, including on the route and how it would be built, but it said there was no clear timeline. The head of the WHO says the risk of an Ebola outbreak is high at regional level but still of low concern globally. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said there was a further risk of transmission because of significant population movement in Central Africa, where thousands have been displaced. The Indonesian president says he'll tighten export control over major commodities, including palm oil and thermal coal, in a move criticized by producers. An oil-laden South Korean tanker, stranded in the Gulf since February, is navigating the Strait of Hormuz. Seoul says it was arranged with Iran's cooperation. Yesterday, two Chinese tankers carrying 4 million barrels of oil passed through the waterway. The Philippine Supreme Court has refused to grant interim relief from arrest to a senator wanted in The Hague for alleged crimes against humanity. On his first foreign trip since becoming Hungary's prime minister, Peter Modjor has met the Polish leader Donald Tusk. Signalling a clear departure from the pro-Kremlin policies of his predecessor, Mr. Modjor said Ukraine was the victim in its war with Russia and had the right to protect its territorial integrity with all means. Police in Germany have arrested a married couple on charges of spying for China. The German nationals are accused of seeking information on advanced technology with military uses. A report by climate change experts in Britain has warned that more than 90% of homes could become unlivable by 2050. World News from the BBC.